When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Now let's listen to Emmanuel Acho. And what a career he's carved out from basically backup Eagles linebacker, sometimes starter, but mostly backup Eagles linebacker. Good dude, by the way. I hung with him years ago. Very, very cool, fun guy. And he's carved out a hell of a career for himself. And, of course, big, prominent on FS1. He said something yesterday. To a large extent, I think he's right, but I think he misses one aspect. Here's Acho yesterday on television.
As an MVP voter, I'll make it very simple. If Saquon Barkley breaks the 40-year-old Eric Dickerson rushing record of 2,100 yards, Saquon Barkley will win MVP.
Yeah,
barring someone else breaking a record. Saquon Barkley's on pace for 2,150 yards. If you can break a NFL record, their NFL's been around for 70 years. If you can break an NFL record, and if you can break Eric Dickerson's record over the last 40 years, he is the MVP. It is simple as that.
All right, here's where it's not as simple as that. I mean, yeah, he's
that
right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, here's where it's
I'd
not as simple.
To see that.
What if he's 50 yards short? I mean, answer that. You know, like, yeah, I get it. If he breaks that, yeah, I'm with you. What if he, like, let me put it this way. Adrian Peterson didn't break it, and he won it. So anyway, I'm not ripping Emmanuel Acho. I get his point. He's saying if he gets there, he gets it. I agree.
I think
but
he
what
could
if he,
get
what
there.
If he, well, of course he can.
I think he could get there. But in five games. I think he could get there in four games. What if he has a blowout game like this last one against the Chargers?
Yeah, but here's part of my point. What if, because they have to face three really bum teams? Carolina here in Philly, Dallas here in Philly, the Giants here in Philly.
Rest them.
What if they, mid-third quarter, all right, we're up 20, in part because he ran for 110 and a touchdown. But now it's mid-third, early fourth, he gets to sit. That 110 doesn't become 160. He doesn't pass Dickerson.
Right.
So then he's penalized?
Right.
I mean, that's what happened to Kajana Carter in 94.
Sure.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So that's not right.
Or he could have just two runs that he gains 142 yards on like he did against the Rams.
Right.
I mean, that when you think about it.
Yeah.
The 70, I mean, 142, and both were touchdowns.
Yeah, it's
insane.
I so marvel at what Saquon Barkley is doing. I just love it. 215-592-9494. Let's also listen to Sirianni because, you know, he's coaching this guy and he's coaching all of them. And I think he's coaching them very well these days. I really do. Sirianni in the locker room had a message after the game on Sunday night, late Sunday night, that is really the same thing he said at the podium when he talked about how he wants the players to block out noise. But this is with the exuberance of a coach who just won his seventh straight game. Obviously really proud and happy with his team. Here's the message, and I love this message, that Sirianni delivered late Sunday night.
Guys, that was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Yeah. Now, hey, listen to me. Listen. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game. And everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done s***.
Nope.
Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here.
That's a good message, man.
That was great.
Right, John? That's
really
good stuff.
Great. It feels strong. It feels just so concise, and the guys are locked in. I thought it was interesting to watch also that everyone, just the attention, the eyes of the guys are right on Nick.
John, is it a lot easier to believe when you're winning? Meaning that you buy into the coach's message. It's got to be a lot easier.
No doubt. And you know, Nick is doing a really good job.
I agree.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves, that's for sure, but he's starting to get a lot more of that credit now that we're winning, and let's hope it doesn't recede so dramatically like it did the last time when things were, you know, just a little tepid. You know, we got pretty down on him.
Guys, barring a tremendous collapse, and it could happen last year, but barring a tremendous collapse, he's back next year, and if I'm his agent in the offseason, ring, 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 Howie and Jeff, hey guys, contract time. It's time
without a doubt.
It's time for a re-up. My guys made the playoffs four times in 4 years, and three of the years with a tremendous record. I mean, let's go 3-4-5 year deal. Now I'm not saying Jeff and Howie will give it to him, but I would think I think there'd be some kind of extension.
They definitely
it might
will.
Not be a 5 year, you know, crank it up kind
I think
of
there
deal.
There absolutely will be an extension.
I do too.
If this continues and they go, no doubt.
I mean, it'd be crazy to me not to. But I know as recently as like 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, most people wanted him out. I mean, meaning fan base and talk show hosts. All right, where do you stand? 215-592-9494.
I still don't feel...
You're not all in.
No, I'm not convinced that there's not someone else out there who could do great things, who could, you know...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that that's...
No, I'm not saying there's others that couldn't be great. I mean, I do think there's quality coaches available. Obviously, most notably Belichick. You got Vrabel. You know,
that's the thing. But those are at top of mind
I
right
know,
now.
But you don't throw a guy
they're
out.
They're still out there.
You don't throw a guy out, though, when he's, you know, coaching like this. I think he's coaching great football. I do.
I agree with you. And I think that clip in the locker room afterwards, where he's telling the guys to keep their head down and work, and that is so important. I think he's doing a great job with that.
Here's the coaching worry.
You don't win 7 in a row and keep consistent the way that this team does, to keep ascending the way that this team does, unless you're really locked in.
Here's the
1%
problem.
Thing, it registers with these guys.
But here's the problem. Everyone just start putting this in the head, front of the head, back of the head, middle of the head, wherever you want to stock it away. if the Eagles have the kind of success in January that they've been having lately, Kellen Moore could get plucked. And then it's like, here we go again. You got to get somebody else again to run the offense. Because, you know, I just got to imagine with his background and his age, he's going to be a pretty big candidate for a head coaching job. So, you know, just tuck that one away because you could be right on back to Howie and Nick and Jeff all trying to find another guy to run the offense, and then here we go again. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, cool prize to give away today. It's a $100 gift card at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping or just, you know, buying a gift for yourself. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards, of course, are available. That's josephanthony.com. Here's how you win the $100 gift card today. You got to give us a great answer to this question. In honor of Saquon, who obviously has been an incredible addition to a team that had made the playoffs 3 years in a row, that already had something pretty darn good going, although, of course, teetering big time after the way they collapsed last year. But the reality is Eagles generally a good organization, and Saquon has made them better. So let's go from the world of sports to the world of fiction and the world of television shows. John Ritchie, an addition to a show. An addition. You know, not episode one, perhaps in many cases not even season one. And by the way, I'm not letting Omar from The Wire be an answer. I think they featured him in like the third or fourth episode.
No, that doesn't count.
That's early enough. That's
it
early.
Has to be after the... Yeah, no.
Give me a season two or beyond. Like, the show has been established, but along comes a character, like Saquon, that takes it to a higher level.
Wow.
And there are many examples. John, again, everyone, 215-592-9494.
Okay.
John,
this.
An addition to a show already established.
This.
What do you got?
You know what? I like this because I'm going to give an answer. This guy... This is a guy whose name is never replicated. No one else in the history of names uses this name.
What's that name?
Chachi.
That's
Chachi
a great answer.
Chachi Arcola.
Yeah.
Chachi Arcola came into Happy Days in like, I don't know, season five.
Probably around there, yeah. And he was little.
He was Fonzie's young little cousin. Cute little cousin.
I thought nephew.
Chachi.
Maybe cousin.
I think it was,
okay.
Yeah.
He became a huge character.
He did.
Yeah.
And he fell in love with Joni. And then Joni and Chachi had their own spinoff.
Yep.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yep.
But no one else in the history of, I don't know, shows or books or like any movies,
right.
I've never heard of a Chachi.
No, you're right.
Chachi's a cool name.
Cool name and a great character. Great, great answer. Seltzer, when you think of a character, add it to a show. What do you got?
I'll give you the character's first line, see if you know it. Do it or don't. I got somewhere to be.
Yeah, that's Marlo from The Wire.
Marlo Stanfield.
Yeah.
Wow. What an addition.
Marlo's a big answer. And there's a lot of, from that show alone, there's a lot of big answers. Rhea, what do you got in addition to a show?
This is season four, Friday Night Lights. Vince Howard, played by, of course, Michael
B.
Jordan. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, who just I thought was tremendous in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are massive answers. Let me give you one from Breaking Bad that I thought was tremendous, and that's Gus Fring. I don't know what season it was. I just remember he wasn't in one. At some point, he comes along as the antagonist, you know, to our guy, Walter White. And how did you say his name, John? Freed?
I think it's Fring.
Fring?
Yeah.
I mean, what a character, Seltzer.
Fring? I'm looking it
I
up.
I think it is.
But, I mean, bottom line
amazing
is...
Amazing character.
From Breaking Bad,
yeah,
a great
Giancarlo
character.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Tremendous
Phenomenal.
Character. All right, give us a
he
great...
He looks like a Fring, doesn't he? A Fring.
Well, he didn't look that way by the end of the show. All right, give us a great answer to an addition to a show... Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the $100 gift card. Joseph Anthony Spa and Salon. 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Sirianni said after the game on Sunday about Saquon's usage. And we'll tell you about that usage, meaning what he's on pace for as of now if they play all the way through the Super Bowl. That